This is Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Brownlee and Chimdy Chekwa. We got another good one for you guys this week. Some exciting stuff. We're going to get into it. What's going on, Chim? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. Let's go ahead and give a shout out to these sponsors. Yep. Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your championship finals, info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA and Stanley Cup Finals. The NBA is over now.
Stanley Cup done too, man. Yeah. Stanley Cup over.
Yeah, Stanley Cup is done as well. So, but BetOnline is still your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs, from basketball and hockey to MLB, UFC, and boxing. It's the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including the live betting options and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your home. So get into the action today. Head to the website and use your mobile device to join, and be sure to use that promo code BLEAV, which is BLEAV, to receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And also, if you have any issues with gambling, feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're there 24/7 to help you out for your needs. Always gamble responsibly. But I will have to say, it's a little intriguing with the online casino, man. Online casino, just stay right home and play some games, man. That's kind of interesting, yeah. Man. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's getting easier and easier and easier to lose money, man. It's getting easier to lose money, man.
Hey, but for some people, it's getting easier to win it. You know,
yeah.
Somebody got to win. You're talking about, yeah, you know, casino got to win. Somebody got to win. So, but shout out to the
somebody's got to win.
Yeah, shout out to the sponsor.
Ohio State got
to
win.
Ohio State has to win. Yeah, that's right. In general, Ohio, that's like a rule. Ohio State has to win. You got to shout out my shirt and say, if you could make it in Ohio, you can make it anywhere. And for that reason alone, I still live in Ohio. I don't have to go nowhere. I already, it's a fact, bro. It's a fact.
That shirt should be changed to, if you can make it in Cleveland. No. It should be changed to, if you can drive on the roads in Cleveland, you could drive anywhere.
That's a fact.
Those potholes in Cleveland is real,
yeah, it's
man.
Real, man. But it takes talent, man. You know, Bill's, you know, strength, vision, and all that kind of stuff, man. But shout out to the Denver Nuggets for winning the NBA championship. Shout out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights for winning the Stanley Cup final. I believe that's the first time. First time for Denver for sure. Gotta be the first time for Vegas. I mean, they're a new franchise. It just
Definitely the first
shout
one.
Shout out to them, man. But like I said, we're here to discuss our love, our number one team, the number one team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes, man. We got a good one for you guys today. We're going to dissect some things, man. So we're going to start off the show with first a message from our leader, not the president, but, you know, academic, athletic leader, Gene Smith. Well, hit us with the quote, Chen. What you got? Hit us with the quote. We got to get into this.
So Gene Smith was asked, well, they don't say what the question was. Okay. I don't know what the question was, but that's not important. It's a response that's important. Yeah. It says, he said, it's funny, everybody's so focused on just one game. And he's talking about, when he says one game, he's talking about the game, right? We were basically one point away from being in the national championship game. And I think had we got to that 2 points we needed to convert and ultimately play TCU, I feel confident we would have performed well and won a national championship. I'm not so sure about all this chatter. And that chatter being losing to that team up north, and, you know.
My grandfather would say, what in the devil is he talking about, man? Like, what is he talking about? I don't know. So, just first to get some context, he was on the 11 Warriors podcast. So, shout out to those guys. We got Gene Smith on the show. That's huge. Gene Smith, a great guy. But I don't know, what in the heck is he talking about here, man? Yeah. It's just the game. Yeah, so like it's like we happen to lose to Purdue 2 years in a row. What is he talking about? Like, I just don't understand. We're talking about Michigan. Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna start off by saying I love Gene, man. Gene Smith is my guy. You know, that's my guy. I love him to death, man. But I don't know what he was talking about. I'm gonna give him somewhat of a benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say this. So look, you know, the revenue numbers came out. You probably saw that. He probably was feeling himself. You know, he's like, I did this. You know what I'm saying? I did this. I put he probably had a little of a Denzel moment, man. I put Ohio State in this position, and everybody's talking about this loss to that team up north. We need to be talking about all the other stuff, but we can't. The problem is we can't talk about all the other stuff.
No.
Because you got to keep the main thing.
The main thing.
The main thing. And to be honest, you know, beating that team up north actually puts you in the position to play TCU first to get to the championship, man. And in the you know, if we had two more points here and there, like, man, that's, you know, that's not the discussion. Yeah. The discussion is, you know, there's a job to do, and that job is clear. And we could have made it to the national championship and beat that team. Right. And that's really should be the goal. And I don't know. I don't know what the benefit of actually saying this is.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. Because it's like wherever he was referring to, right? He, like you say, having a very successful business, you know, I think, like you stated, number one operating revenue in the country, you know, doing fantastic, obviously making a lot of money for the school, making a lot of money for the sports programs here. But he has to understand that losing to Michigan would ruin all of that. Like, it would literally ruin all that because it's a big game, end of the year. You lose that game. Now you really up in the air on how things are going to progress for you, for your team. So I just don't know what is he talking about. Like, it's just kind of, this is just the craziest thing to me. I just don't get it. So I was thinking, like, you know, maybe he's thinking too much about the business, right? So it was like, you know, business-wise, we're doing fine. Maybe he's thinking, oh, we got a young coach here. We got a young coach in Coach Day who's very successful, runs a very high-powered offense. We know if the team is at least good, you know, we'll fill up the stadium and things of that nature, but he's just thinking too much about the business. Maybe he don't want to scare his young coach and say something to frighten him to make him think he's on the hot seat. So he's, like, looking for the next job, you know, to kind of beat it coming down on him type of deal. I don't know what he's thinking about. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, trying to think what he's thinking about. But, whatever he's thinking about it really wrong. Like, you have to beat the team up north, and everything kind of goes from there. I'll never forget, what was that? Maybe that was our junior year. I don't think it was our senior year, but remember when Archie Griffin came and spoke to the team before we played Michigan. And basically the gist of his speech was, you know, Archie Griffin, Ohio State legend, the only man to win two Heisman in college football, saying, like, hey, the season is broken down to three parts. For your rest of your life, people going to ask you, Vailey, how was the season? And you say, okay, we did X, Y, Z. They're going to ask you distinctively, how did you do against Michigan? How did it go? What's your record?
Right.
What did you do?
Right.
And then they'll ask you, okay, what kind of bowl game you played in, national championship or some of that sort. But that game is separate for the rest of your life. How did you do? How did you compete? How did you play against Michigan? People want to know, that's how it is in the state of Ohio. That's how it is in Buckeye Nation. And Gene has to remember that. I know he know it, but he has to remember that when he's out here, you know, speaking about things that is not okay. It's not acceptable. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care how much money you made, whatever you did, how many national championships. It's you win a national championship. It's going to be an asterisk on that national championship if you lost to Michigan that year. And it's just, that's the way it is. So you just kind of have to keep that in mind, man. Like I said, I don't know what he's thinking about. Like I said, we don't know the question. We don't know if the 11 and Warrior guys was just kind of cranking into him at the time. So he was trying to, like, kind of settle the moment. We don't know. But we know this. You beat Michigan. And that's how it goes.
You beat them. You beat them. You don't even want a sound bite that says otherwise. I think it's just one of those things where, like, if you break down what he said and try to be really literal about it, you could say this is factual stuff. Like, you know, it is just one game. We were, you know, just a point or so away from getting to the national championship and being national champions. We probably could have went to the championship and beat TC. But it's that type of thinking that slides you down this slippery slope of losing to him again. Yeah. And then, you know, things change really fast, right? You lose to Michigan again, and then say maybe this time you're not 1 point away from the championship. Maybe you
miss the playoffs.
Don't make the playoffs. Yeah. Right. Now you start. Now you don't think about it as always just one game. Now you think it was, well, we lost them 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And now the pressure and the discussion and the sound bites are now add up to something different. So, yeah, I think you got to be very, very careful and understand, like, this is, yeah, it may just be one game, but it's the game.
It's so right, the game.
We keep it at that, right? We don't let that slip. There's more factors involved. There's transfer portals. There's NIL. There's college football playoffs. It's going to expand. There's new teams coming into the Big Ten. All of that stuff is happening, and you got to manage all of that stuff. But you got to keep one. You got to keep the main thing. The main thing. We go to try to win the Big Ten. We beat that team up north, and we try to go get a national championship. And you keep those things solid, no matter what. You know, ain't no question about it. You make it a priority. If anybody even considers otherwise, you should be ready to fight, right?
And win that fight. At least win the fight.
Win the fight. You know what I'm saying? I love Gene.
We love Gene. But let's talk about now. We got to get more. We're not letting him off the hook this easy, man. We got to talk about Gene. So Gene is from Cleveland, Ohio. He went to the same high school that my lovely wife went to, St. Peter Chanel. He went on to Notre Dame, and obviously he had a very successful career, right? He's the AD at Ohio State, been there a long time. I was telling you before the show, I remember being on a coming to a Ohio State game when he had just hired, and he was coming into the recruiting room. He's shaking hands, he said a little speech, and like that was in the early 2000s. I mean, I can't say exactly what year that was, but like I said, I was before I was in school, and he's been doing a fantastic job. Obviously, a national championship as an AD and football, obviously overall in sports. I feel like any sport that we're really we're pretty competitive, right? So he's been doing a fantastic job, man. I feel like he was a big pusher behind the Big Ten expanding to make sure that if things play out the way we think it may play out in the future, that the Big Ten is still there. Huge role in that and helping getting those California schools to join the Big Ten. And we know he's got a lot of power, and he's been doing a really fantastic job. But in that podcast, he blew it, man. Like I feel like that was the time for him to really, tear into it. Like, no, I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm not accepting that we're losing to me. I mean, obviously, I don't think we're at a point where we're going to lose Coach Day over it. But the tradition says you lose to Michigan 3 times. Once again, we had a whole show on that. Lose Michigan 3 times.
Right.
You're most likely going to lose your job. We had a whole show on that. So he has to understand it. I'm sure maybe he does. But right now, I think, like you say, I think he kind of smelling himself a little bit, feeling really good. Yeah. The numbers are coming out. Ohio State's number one on these lists as far as the things that he run, which is the business of the school when it comes to athletics and bringing a lot of money. Profit margins are high. I mean, he's doing good. I mean, he's doing well. But once again, never forget the steps to a successful season. You have a great season. You beat Michigan. You win the conference. You compete for the national title. Win the national title, and that's another check mark to the whole playoff thing. But you have to beat Michigan. There's no understanding. We don't understand. For the record, me and you are both 5-0 against Michigan, and redshirt of the year, played 4 more. One every time. That's the standard. The standard is to beat Michigan. And yeah, he just has to remember that. And gotta do it. Just gotta do it. Gotta do it. He gotta say that a little bit better. He gotta say that a little bit better. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You gotta keep the main thing the main thing. And then and beating that team up north is it, right? And beat them at everything. Recruiting, revenue. Everything and any slippage, any thought of okay, it's okay. Yeah, we lose one, we lose here or there. It's okay. It's a slippery slope. Like when you have a lot of talent, which Ohio State just has a lot of things going well for them, right? you can allow stuff to creep in, right? Like rationalization. Like, well, you know, yeah, I lost a couple of reps. Everybody lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can allow that kind of that type of thought to creep in. And it's when you allow that to happen is when you set yourself up for continued failure. Yeah. For more opportunities for that to happen. And I think, I mean, you know, Gene's an AD. Like, he's not Ryan Day. He's not at the, you know, he's not the coach. Like, he's in a position where he could say it's not acceptable to lose to that team, right? Set the stage. Even if he's just talking to the fans, even if behind closed doors he's telling Ryan Day, look, man, we just, you know, we really want to win this game or whatever. But just for entire Buckeye Nation, just know, like, we're not accepting this. Like, that's important, right?
That's very important.
That's important. But for them to let them all know that, you know, I mean, it was just one game, and we were like 2 points away from making the national championship. And then if we made it, then we could have probably beat TCU. It was like, that's a lot of ifs and could-haves and maybes that didn't actually happen.
I think you said it best, though. Put it in real perspective, what actually happened. We beat Michigan, then we play TCU.
Yeah.
We play TCU. And then most likely, now we're in that national championship game. And we see, you know, obviously Michigan blew that game, right? They didn't play very well, but at the same time, we can't say much. It'll be the 2 years in a row. So, you know, you got to say the buck stops here. Like, no more of that. It's not just one game. So what? We made the playoffs. This is a season in itself. You win that game. I mean, that's really, I don't know, kind of plain and simple, man, but I don't know.
And that competition, one more thing, though. That competition against Michigan when they're actually legit, like a top five team, is healthy competition. It's, I need to work harder. We need to do better. You know what I'm saying? We need to recruit better. Michigan fans going, and Ohio State fans going back and forth on Twitter every time somebody commits to one of their schools. Like, oh, we got them. Ohio State didn't get them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's consistent competitiveness that actually allows for you to continue to dig deep and try to see what else can we do better.
And it matters.
What they doing over there?
It matters. Yeah. It matters. When you start talking about the kids, right? You're talking about the guys that's actually on the field. And you're in Ohio, right? Which, you know, we take our high school football very serious. Obviously, I don't think we have sometimes the talent of a state like Florida, like your state. You know, we're just talking about this, the sheer number of guys that's really capable. But, in, you know, state of Ohio, we take our football really serious, right? And so with that comes guys developing, right? So you got guys that's taking it serious in high school. They're competing against each other. They're getting better. Obviously, some of these guys go on to the Ohio State. Some of these guys go on to the Michigan, right? And I know right now, obviously, we've been talking about the change of, you know, we needing to kind of start, get back to locking down Ohio. Michigan is kind of coming to Ohio and getting guys, but a lot of those guys, be honest, a lot of those guys don't have the Ohio State offer, be frank, they just don't.
Yeah.
You know, we are recruiting more nationally while they're recruiting more locally. But when you get into a game like that where, once again, you talk about all the time about how talent level is, maybe we have a little more, but it's pretty close, right? It's pretty close. Yeah. Who's going to go out there and really die for it? Like, you know, and just really go out there and put it all out there to make sure the job is getting done. A guy that's from Ohio, that's been living it his whole life, watching it, and just really just a dream of his to kind of play in this game. Like, you know, it's a dream of his to play in this game and possibly make a play that's, you know, that's seen for the next 20, 30 years that he can always say, yeah, I played in the game and I made this play, or I just did my job and we came out on top. We was able to, you know, to celebrate at the end of it and be champions of the Big Ten or in this rivalry, in the rivalry. So it matters a lot to a lot of people what happens in this game. And it starts winning from youth football through high school to the collegiate level, what happens in this game. And then even when you get done, when you run into Michigan guys, like you run into Michigan guys professionally, or you run into guys that you played against this game, just, you know, you're done with sports. It matters.
It matters.
It matters.
And this is the thing, like, I was Coach Johnson or one of my DB coaches that used to say, see a little, see a lot, see nothing, right? If you could focus in on something that allows you to be locked in and gets you to where you're trying to get to, right? Instead of focusing on everything, and now the one thing that got you there, you ain't focusing on it enough, right? I think having the winning the game as the priority doesn't take away from beating Indiana game number one, right? Because every time you step on the field and play a Big Ten team, you want to let those guys up north know that we them guys. You see, you saw what we did to Indiana. Right. You know what I'm saying? You saw what we did to Purdue. You saw we beat Wisconsin. We're gonna do the same thing to you. When we play a team that plays like you, we're gonna show y'all that we could play a physical game, right? I think, you know, the focus has always been the focus. I think that same focus, win the Big Ten, you know, beat all those Big Ten teams, beat that team up north, and then go for a national championship. I think those are priorities regardless, right? And there's no downplaying whether or not, you know, it's just one game. Nah, it's not just one game.
It's not
just one game. Mm. And especially when they're at their peak, you definitely shouldn't even consider the fact that it's just one game. When we played against them, we was blowing those few years where we was like blowing them out. I mean, it was still super important, but it's like they're not as good as us. Like they can't compete with us. You know what I'm saying? They don't got the dogs. But when they beat you 2 years in a row, like, man, you got to fight back.
You got to fight back. You have to fight back. You got to fight back. And once again, if you get in that fight, you got to win. Like, and that's what it comes down to. You have to win. And we can't stress that enough. Is Gene Smith listening to our show? We laughed about it. We say he probably is, right? Some two former guys. That's what type of guy Gene Smith is. Like, yeah, check out your podcast, right? And when you hear this, we want to hear, you know, our thoughts. We love him. You know, we appreciate him, everything he does. But, you know, when you get in public, you know, let's not sugarcoat it. Let's not be nice about it. Let's be blunt. Now, maybe if we had won the last 2 years, oh, it's just one game. We didn't make it. Yeah, man, you can say a little something like that. Yeah, because we winning. But when we're losing, like, no. Like, change that tone and support it. Back it up. Support it. Yeah, man. But once again, man. But, you know, I mean, they'll get it, though. I mean, I'm fairly confident we'll win in Michigan this year. We'll right the ship because they'll get his win. But we got to earn it. Long road to get there. What is it? It's June now. So, we got, like, about 5 months and a week before that game kicks off. But, hey, once again, it's always on our mind. And hopefully, it's always on the team's mind. And we just got to make sure it's always on our AD mind. That's what it comes down to. We got to make sure our AD is always thinking about it as well. But, yeah, but like I say, this week we had some other news come out. Well, I think this actually kind of came out, I think, today, that Ohio State, once again, Gene Smith leading the way, has the number one operating revenue in the country at $251 million coming in when it comes to athletics. Number one team, number two, Texas. Michigan was on that list as well at four. Penn State in the Big Ten on that list at number nine. And then basically, if we didn't call them out, I think, well, Oklahoma was on there, then it was just the SEC. The SEC.
Yeah, pretty all SEC.
On there as well.
Current SEC and then future SEC teams.
Yeah, but what did that mean to you? Like, what do you think about that? You know, we got $251 million operating. I think we found what we spent, you know, it was a profit of a good margin. What's that mean to you? Like, you know, when you're reading things like that about Ohio State, about our school, that, you know, we're actually doing well. People are donating. We end good contracts when it comes to TV and things of that nature, that we got a lot of money coming in. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the brand presence is strong. Strong brand presence, strong following, strong support nationwide. And the reality is, I mean, part of that presence, part of that support, it comes from a lot of people going to the school. A lot of people, I think Ohio is probably maybe fourth or fifth populated state in the US or whatever. But it also comes from, you know, things like a rivalry against that team up north. I mean, they are number four on the list, right? So being able to be able, for people to be able to support something, I think that drives the brand. And it speaks to the success, right? Success all across the board.
Yeah, across the board.
All across the board.
Right.
In terms of managing the athletics, managing the school, managing the football program, winning games. It speaks to the success across the board, in my opinion.
Yeah. And just kind of, I guess, once again, our athletic department is dynamic, right? When I think about it as one of the tops in the country, you always have the Ohio State up there. You always have, like, the Texas up there. Then usually you have, like, one of those Arizona schools pop up in there, like maybe Arizona or Arizona State. And you just start to think about this, you know, across the board, just being, you know, this well-rounded, right? You know, yeah. Ohio State, we're going to have a really good competitive football team. Our basketball team didn't have the greatest years, but usually they're pretty competitive. Yeah. Our women's basketball had a great year. And usually when you start looking at charts, like who's making money and who's losing money, those are the three teams that usually could generate some funds and make a profit when it comes to your school. So those three things usually drive it, as in everything. But everybody else eats off of it, right? I know our tennis team, well, I think they came number two was number two in the nation this year.
I don't follow.
Yeah, man. I kind of try to keep up with stuff where I can, man. I know the tennis team was pretty good this year. Our women's basketball team was really good. I feel like we always win the national championship in like, what's it called when you swim, but you do like the same coordination? What's it called?
Oh, like,
you know,
synchronized
swimming. Like, I know we're multiple synchronized swimming national champion. So I mean, obviously you have some,
but are those ones making money?
No, they're not making money.
Making no money.
But it's good to see.
They're top.
Yeah, it's good to see that, you know, this Ohio State program once again is doing well. They're being competitive, and obviously we know that's not we're not a synchronized swimming school by any means. But we're able to put a team out there.
But we could be.
Like if the football fell off, like we're going to synchronized swimming, and we're there. Like we're respected in the community. But you know, once again, this kudos to Gene Smith. I know we wanted to give him a hard time today when we seen that headline, and I feel like we got our point across. But you know, obviously the program is doing well overall. And once again, if you're making money in this day and age, and all the scary things, and you know, all everything that could affect the market, it's always good to see. And at least you know that, you know, they'll be around, they should be good. And with that money, you could spend it. You could spend that money on certain things. And what came out recently is Joe Philbin's salary at Ohio State for him to be an offensive analyst. Like, he's getting paid a pretty penny. So, you know, with that, with those profits, you could kind of do some things with it, man. So, I think.
How much is it? $250,000?
It's over there. Like $250,000+ for a salary. And once again, if you're looking at college football, I guess to get some context to it, most of your position coaches, so obviously these are the guys that's like kind of doing the most important things other than like an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They are in that same range as that. So basically you took this guy, Joe Philbin, that's your offensive analyst, who's not really, you know, essentially he's not the quarterback coach, he's not the offensive coordinator, he's not the offensive line coach, nothing of those sorts. You kind of get to kind of oversee everything and kind of have an opinion, more or less. You give him the same salary that you give a position coach to bring a guy in like that. And I feel like it's, I mean, obviously we discussed it before, but obviously they think they need it. So once again, that's Ohio State doing what it takes to make sure they're giving themselves the best chance to be competitive again. When it comes to
They brought in a business consultant, $200,000 plus is about a business consultant fee, you know, right? A guy who's done it all. He's at the, you know, he's been at the highest level of his occupation, and now he can come back and share that knowledge in a way that just ensures that they are, you know, firing on all cylinders offensively. While I'm assuming Ryan Day kind of oversees the whole team. Offense, you know, the thing is, you got the head coach is an offensive coach, right? And he's likely going to take more of a CEO role and have more of a role on their defensive side, just in terms of overseeing, making sure things are solid, which I think is important. I wish we had a defensive analyst, though. Let me bring the defensive consultant. Who's out there, man? Who's out there floating around that just got let go from a head coaching job or some, or a defensive coordinator job that can kind of get us
right?
Yeah, up in age that can kind of get us tightened up, man. You know, like Lovie Smith or somebody out there.
You know who comes to mind for me? You got to take what Lovie too young, man. He's still kind of in it, but Romeo Crennel, man. He always put out a very ferocious defense, and I remember just kind of watching his defense. You know, like he had J.J. Watt in his prime, a bunch of other guys, but I mean, most recently J.J. Watt was a big product of the defense that he kind of set up. But he just kind of get his athletes in these one-on-one positions where they could destroy guys. They just eliminate some stuff. So yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if Romeo Crennel kind of slid in the door and kind of hung around the defense a little bit. Yeah,
so word on the street is that Coach Johnson, the defensive line coach, is that old coach that can play that role already, so they don't want to bring in another one.
Too many old guys in there, man. But yeah, man. So, but obviously, he's been doing the job, right? I mean, he got some guys. Yeah. All right, that's on the NFL list, let alone the college list. So he's been successful at coaching, definitely defensive line for a long, long time. But yeah, so we want to kind of, I guess, talk about that. We also wanted to see big news that out there. I think we spoke about it last show, but a lot of recruits are going to visits right now. They're going to visits over the summer. By the end of summer, a lot of these guys are expected to commit. Because as we know now, the college has changed. You kind of play that high school season, and by spring ball, a lot of guys are finding themselves at the university. So a lot of visits are taking place right now. We had a large spiel guys come in last week. We kind of went over that list of some of the guys. But a positive of all those visits is we got another defensive commit, our first defensive back.
Much needed.
For the 24 class, Jalen McCain out of New Jersey, who's a four-star safety. So, yeah, we only had three guys already on defense for this year, which is not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot. Obviously, like I said, it's just kind of kicking off the official visits. But we was able to land him at the defensive back. Obviously, I know you haven't watched no film on this guy. You don't know much about this guy. But I know one thing for sure. We have had some success out of defensive backs out of the state of New Jersey. And we're hinting about our former teammate, Malcolm Jenkins, who he had the pleasure of playing with three seasons with Malcolm Jenkins for his great career in the NFL. I think he'll get in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if it'll be like, but I mean, he's the done
Hall of Fame.
I mean, what, he got two Super Bowls, right? Two Super Bowls?
Yeah, I don't know how many All-Pros.
I don't know. But, I mean,
the Hall of Fame, to me, is an All-Pro.
It's All-Pro.
Kind of a how many? Yeah, it's an All-Pro type award.
I mean, but he's played at a high level for a while. I think he could get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at guys on the defensive side of the ball and defensive backs, because if you think about it, the defensive back, it's like your shelf life is short, right? I mean, even the great guys are only great for two or three years, and that's, it's a young man's sport being a defensive back, and he was able to kind of compete at a pretty good level. I mean, so
yeah, the NFL Hall of Fame, I think a lot of good defensive backs that are in it. He has a body of work, but I don't know. He's right on the cusp in terms of the recruit. Good to get another defensive player in the class, man. Hopefully we get more. That's, the safeties and the linebackers, which is what we picked up so far, are great. Those are great. But those aren't the positions like that. You know, for me, it's the cornerbacks and the defensive linemen that are the positions that are like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really get excited about, because I'm not going to say safeties and linebackers are a dime a dozen, but there's a lot of safeties and linebackers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the kid, man. Four-star talent out of Jersey. Hope he has a great career. I'm looking out to see, what other DBs join him. Can we get one of those corners? There's a couple guys in Ohio. Yep. Guy out of
Glenville.
Out of Glenville.
Yeah. Reese West. Glenville. Yep.
Guy out of
Springfield.
Springfield.
Yep. Aaron Scott. Yep. Aaron Scott Jr., I believe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully we pick up one of those guys, man. And then some defensive linemen, man. Where the defensive linemen at?
Yeah, but that's the one thing. I mean, we talked about it last year. We looked at the list. I mean, last week, we looked at the list of the guys that they're recruiting. And, this is, you know, they kind of are big naming it, right? I mean, they're you're talking about 4 or 5 stars across the country. You got guys in the South, guys in the out West. You got guys on the East Coast. And that's fine and dandy. But, you know, once again, you know, Ohio got to have some guys on the edge that could get it done. So, I mean, obviously, I think you kind of start there, right? You start with the big names, and hopefully they commit, make a decision soon. Then you kind of see who's left out there, if you could get some guys from your state. But I don't know, man. That's where we at with it. That's how we
made $250 million, number one in revenue across the nation. You got to get one of those big guys. One of those guys got to show up. I don't care if you got to drive to their house with a Brinks truck, a Brinks NIL truck, and drop a bag in their backyard. But we got to get one of these big time defensive linemen to commit, man, because it starts up front. Man.
Yeah, it starts up front. That's just the reality. Of it. You know, me, I feel like, you know, you need some heavy D tackles. Some guys that could move, but at the least you need some guys that could, you know, hold their ground. If you can stop the run in any defense, if you can stop the run, you give yourself a chance. If you can't stop the run, you don't really have a chance. And that's just how football goes. Even if they run the ball or not, if you can't stop the run, then, you know, you're kind of behind the 8-ball. So, like you said, yeah, I mean, they need to get it done. Obviously, we're talking about our guru on the defense, Coach Johnson. I mean, there's been some chatter about him and his age and recruiting. I feel like that's nonsense. He just brought in a couple 5-stars and JT and Jack Sawyer a couple years ago. So now we're talking about maybe missing out on a couple class, whatever. But we know he could.
Maybe they need a recruiting consultant. Like, not an old guy, but like a young guy. A young fiery guy who could recruit as good as anybody. Just hire a young guy who's maybe, you know, who's out there killing it on the recruiting trail. give him a little extra money just to be the face of recruiting.
Face of
defensive recruiting to get these defensive linemen.
That's an interesting thought, man. We need to get Gene on the line. and make that happen, man. Get somebody in the program who know loosely about the program, but is great at doing the things that make kids want to be a part of your program, more or less. So, I mean, but obviously with the NIL, it's a little tricky now. I'm sure, you know, it's like it's dollars to cents for a lot of kids now, and that's just the way it is. And
we got it on offense, right? With Hardline,
yeah, we got it.
Right? It can't be a better recruiter in the nation than Hardline, right? Can't offensive be. On the offensive side, receiver. Got to bring a guy in for the defense. You know, just a guy that can. Get guys. We got Larry Nardis.
We got Larry Nardis now. Maybe he could be that guy. I mean, already you're right. Like we said, we didn't have any commitments, but we had a couple linebackers.
Yeah, we had some linebackers.
Maybe he can be that guy. Maybe he can. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how things go. But I mean, this is what we wanted to kind of get into today. Once again, shout out to our sponsors at Bet Online. They got the online casinos going on, so if you want to play some cards, I like to play some poker every once in a while. So if you want to get online and play a little bit and try your luck, feel free to check out Bet Online. And obviously, hockey's done, basketball's done, and so it's officially like baseball season now. Like it's really that's it. It's like baseball and. That's what's on TV, really. I don't know.
This is
Olympics not going on
year for me. This is the part of the year where I start catching up on like work I'm supposed to do, cleaning out the garage, getting stuff fixed around the house because now I got time.
Yeah,
I might just fill it up with like betting on the betting in the casino.
Yeah,
bet online casino.
That'd be good. That'd be fun. So, and the Guardians, I know they're under 500. I know in baseball, you need to be around 500 to be in a real conversation. So I always kind of track my guys, the Cleveland Guardians. So shout out to them. But once again, shout out to Bet Online. Check them out for your gambling needs. This was Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Browning and Chindi Chekwa. We'll catch you guys next time. And always, we end the show with a nice hearty OH.
I-O.
There you go. Go Bucks.
Beat that team up north.
Beat the team, Gene. Beat the team.